Alex, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm horrified being on these streets. This is my third day on the streets of Philly. Earlier, we had a guy throwing rocks at us. He's been very violent. On the first day that I was here, I almost had somebody try to abduct my friend and I on the street. I've been talking to a couple of the addicts who are a little bit more friendly, and they were sharing that this is a regular occurrence. They said, hey, don't be over here at night because nobody's going to help you. The city has descended into chaos and lawlessness. I've never seen so many open needles. I actually just finished an interview. You're going to love this one, Alex. It's absolutely crazy. They're giving out emergency packs. This is a government-funded organization called Prevention Point. They give out these emergency packs for the drug addicts. They give them 10 needles. They give them a rubber band for their arms so they can shoot up properly. They give them water to mix their drugs with. So I watched a man the other day mixing fentanyl and cocaine. He showed me how to shoot up. I had another woman mixing up fentanyl, talking to me about how the mayor in this city is actually circumventing the law because it is illegal for them to have this drug paraphernalia. But the organization here, again, government funded, is giving these addicts these cards that basically allow them to circumvent that law.
And remember, the same group, the same groups are handing out crack pipes around the country, which they tried to deny. So is it fair to say this is like an organized road warrior collapse of civilization scenario we're seeing?
Absolutely, Alex. I really do feel like I'm in Mad Max.
All right, the great former InfoWars reporter, now works at Truth Social, Savannah Hernandez. She's also teamed up with Drew Hernandez, no relation. They've been getting videos with 10, 20, 30 million views. And even in the age of censorship, they have been kicking some butt. And Savannah Hernandez joins us live from the street. She'll announce where she's at. She moves around so much, I don't even sure where she's at. She just showed a bunch of drug addicts and got physically attacked. But I want to get her view on the midterms, the whole world, where everything's going. Savannah, you're all over the U.S. I can never tell where you're at. Where are you at right now?
So, Alex, I'm currently in Philadelphia because, of course, as we know, ahead of the midterms, Pennsylvania is a battleground state. So I thought it would be very important to highlight what is actually going on in this very blue state, in this Democrat-run city. So that's why I'm in Philadelphia right now.
Well, you've got the floor. We got you on a bit late because of technical difficulties. Want to hit the midterms first, or what you've witnessed around the country, or what just happened to you? Where should we go first?
Sure, Alex, so let's go ahead and talk about the midterms. Now, I was just in Portland, Oregon, and the reason why I went over there was because I wanted to highlight the fact that in the entire state of Oregon, you do have drugs that have been decriminalized. Now, these are hard drugs, right? We have heroin, meth, fentanyl, of course, a very big issue over there. So I went to highlight the reality of these progressive policies and the Democrats in charge, what your cities could turn into both nationwide and here, in specific cities. So sorry, Alex, I'm a little bit frazzled right now because, again, I'm in Philadelphia because we do have a very tight Senate race. And the Democratic leadership has completely deteriorated and destroyed this city, and it's absolutely horrifying. I've been across the country to San Francisco, Skid Row, again, Portland, Oregon, New York City. I was in the Bronx, and you have people that say that they've been voting Democrat for their entire life, now set to vote Republican because of how horrific these cities have deteriorated because of the drug use, the crime, the prostitution that is now prospering on these streets because there are no laws, there are no police. We actually, when we got attacked on the streets of Philadelphia yesterday, called the police, nobody showed up. I've been speaking to residents, a similar story in Portland. You call the police, nobody shows up. That's a direct result of, again, that defund the police measure that happened back in 2020, and also to that bad Democratic policy, which basically ties the hands of the police and allows this lawlessness to prosper. So that's why we're seeing such a big wave, Alex. That's why the America First candidates are so strong right now, because the people on the streets, you know, even Joe Biden voters are absolutely horrified at what they are seeing, whether it's the empty grocery store shelves, the record high inflation rates, the crime that is surging. No matter what it is, every single American is feeling the effect.
And what's incredible, Savannah, is, as I've seen footage, there's a ton of it on your site, we'll play some of it coming up next segment, you just go out there peacefully. You're like 50 yards from people trying to show what's going on. They come over and physically attack you. But that's saying a lot. You've been all over the country, and you're saying Philadelphia is the worst you've seen.
Alex, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm horrified being on these streets. This is my third day on the streets of Philly. Earlier, we had a guy throwing rocks at us. He's been very violent. On the first day that I was here, I almost had somebody try to abduct my friend and I on the street. I've been talking to a couple of the addicts who are a little bit more friendly, and they were sharing that this is a regular occurrence. They said, hey, don't be over here at night because nobody's going to help you. The city has descended into chaos and lawlessness. I've never seen so many open needles. I actually just finished an interview. You're going to love this one, Alice. It's absolutely crazy. They're giving out emergency packs of this is a government-funded organization called Prevention Point to give out these emergency packs for the drug addicts. They give them 10 needles. They give them a rubber band for their arms so they can shoot up properly. They give them water to mix their drugs with. So I watched a man the other day mixing fentanyl and cocaine. He showed me how to shoot up. I had another woman mixing up fentanyl, talking to me about how the mayor in this city is actually circumventing the law because it is illegal for them to have this drug paraphernalia. But the organization here, again, government funded, is giving these addicts these cards that basically allow them to circumvent that law.
And remember, the same groups are handing out crack pipes around the country, which they tried to deny. So is it fair to say this is like an organized road warrior collapse of civilization scenario we're seeing?
Absolutely, Alex. I really do feel like I'm in Mad Max, right? We have zombies on the street. And it's very sad because a lot of the people that are out here are genuinely suffering from mental illness or drug addiction. And instead of helping these people, the city is emboldening them. The city is allowing them to physically rot on the street. A lot of the people here have lesions because they are injecting elephant tranquilizer and their body is not reacting to it properly. So their skin is just rotting and they're on the street here. It's absolutely terrifying. And again, too, YouTube just hit me with 2 strikes this week on my channel. So guess who can't post the reality of what's happening in Philadelphia ahead of the midterm? Content creators like myself who are really trying to be on the ground showing Americans what's actually going on.
And notice, just like Road Warrior, that classic post-collapse vision in a best-selling book written in the 70s, made into movies in the 80s, they want the fuel. There's no more fuel. They've cut the fuel off. There's been a collapse in energy. I mean, we are literally entering Road Warrior for real.
It's terrifying, Alex. And again, I have gone all over America to really try to get the consensus of how Americans are feeling. And lifelong Democrats, they're like, we are done with the Democratic Party. We are tired of the lawlessness. We are tired of the crime. We are tired of, I was speaking to a Portland resident who was saying that the homeless will just come and crawl through people's windows. And they have this app called Nextdoor. And on that app, it's the different neighbors basically saying, oh, I guess it's my turn to have my house broken into. I guess it's my turn to have my car stolen. This is just normal, commonplace for these types of people in these areas. And again, this is a public park, Alex. It's 2 p.m. in Philadelphia right now, and it's absolutely terrifying. We have drug users behind us, and a lot of them very high on drugs. It looks like they're dead on the street. We actually have children walking around this area, too.
Well, that was my next point. Imagine trying to be a family living in these places.
Exactly. A lot of families are moving out of these areas. Remember in New York that parents were having to take their children to therapy because they were so terrified by the drug users on the streets. When I go to New York, I can barely walk through the subway because it smells of feces and urine, just like the streets here. You're seeing the open drug use. And again, the fentanyl really overtaking these streets. And that's directly correlated to our open border, which again, directly correlated to Joe Biden's administration. So horrific state of our country.
And then we've got the zombie candidate, Fetterman. We'll play a clip in a moment here. Doesn't even know who he is. In fact, get clip 3 ready. Here's Fetterman, fumbles around in response to Don Lemon's questions. I went and watched the full interview when I saw this last night. For 10 minutes, he was like this. Doesn't know what planet he's on. But again, they want zombie leaders to demoralize us and break our will. Here's Fetterman.
Well, let's talk about inflation because that's a big concern for voters. What do you think the biggest cause of inflation is? And should the Biden administration be doing more?
No, I just do. I think that simply is also, we have this talk about the trillions in massive tax cuts to the corporate tax structure as well. True. You know, trillions of dollars that have added to the deficit and now they still want to support those as well. True. I think in terms of being very serious about addressing inflation is making sure that those rates are brought back into a line with what they should have been. Where they're able to fight the deficit.
I mean, he doesn't know what planet he's on.
Exactly, Alex. And, of course, that would be the perfect candidate for the Democrats because he can't think for himself. He genuinely is a puppet that needs to be told what to say and what to do because he has no idea what's happening. Fetterman reminds me of a lot of the people here on the streets using drugs, just, you know, out of their minds, have no idea what's going on. So it would kind of be perfect to have that person representing Pennsylvania, right? But of course, we do not want that to happen.
Sure, a zombie senator for a zombie state. And the paradox is some of the smartest, most well-spoken people I've heard against New World Order and the biggest Trump rallies are in Pennsylvania. So it's really a paradox.
Yeah, Alex, actually, a lot of the residents in more of the suburban areas are very, very right-wing. Like I said, they're tired of their city being deteriorated. They're tired of not being able to raise a family and be prosperous. They want Donald Trump back in office. They want strong Republicans back in office. Not even Republicans, right? Just America First candidates who care about the country, who care about the constituents that are voting them into office, and who understand that they are not leaders, but they are there to speak for their citizens.
Savannah Hernandez, we'll do another segment with you, then I'll come back and take calls and hand the baton to our guest host. You're on Truth Social at Sav Says, S-A-V Says, and Instagram, Sav with one N, website, SavSaysOfficial.com. Wow, and you and Drew Hernandez have been hooking up too, knocking it out of the park. We'll be right back with Savannah Hernandez. Don't forget, in about an hour and 20 minutes, Owen Schroyer takes over with The War Room. It's a powerful show. I know most of you watch it, but everybody should mark their calendar and share the links to War Room, the original War Room, with Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central at Infowars.com/show, band.video, and on many radio and TV stations across the country. I want to thank all the listeners for their continued support, keeping us on air.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact there's a run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
She's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, one of the key battleground states. She's Savannah Hernandez, here on the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday edition. Play a few clips there and get her take on it. Savannah Hernandez approached by Lib Zombie telling her she cannot film Philly Needle Exchange program on a public street. Then Savannah is attacked by drug addicts for filming the Needle Exchange. Here are those clips back to back.
I don't care what she says.
So we're being told that we cannot film in front of Prevention Point. This is a public street. We're trying to highlight here the drug exchange program, not drug, needle exchange. I apologize here. We're being told that we're not allowed to film what's happening on the streets of Philadelphia.
To protect the anonymity of our participants and our patients, we ask that
anyone... So we're not going into the building. This is a public street. So you can interview with me here, but I'm highlighting what is happening on a public street here, on the streets of Philadelphia. This is the needle exchange program that is currently happening in front of Prevention Point.
Nobody's faces.
Yeah, there's nobody's faces in this. We're highlighting what's happening here in Philadelphia, and we should be allowed to do that. I'm here at Prevention Point in Philadelphia. I've been physically attacked twice now because I'm trying to report on the needle exchange program. My camera was taken by a drug addict, thrown on the ground and smashed, and then one of their security officers went ahead and took my microphone, smashed it as well. I have this woman right over here who has been making sure to tell me that I'm not allowed to report on a public street. So this is a public area. What they're doing behind me is a needle exchange program, and they do not want this exposed on the streets of Philadelphia, that they are allowing drug addicts to exchange dirty needles for clean ones. Again, I've been attacked twice now. Thank you so much. The security guard took this. Again, this is my smashed equipment. I've been attacked multiple times here. So this is what's being allowed to prosper on the streets of Philadelphia. Again, Prevention Point on KNA.
So all the research shows that this is basically euthanasia centers. They're not giving them clean needles to protect them and save them. The government allows the drugs to be shipped in. They leave these open air pits, and it is basically a place for people to come and die en masse. And as they do this, we see the abuse level and OD levels 10 times what they were 20 years ago. This is a design crisis. You have all these weird leftists that go out and get degrees to manage the homeless. They farm them and they milk them. It's a perfect place for them to play savior while they also try to violate the First Amendment. Savannah, please continue.
Yeah, Alex, I mean, I'm sure that the video, you know, was pretty self-explanatory there, but we were trying to show what is happening on the public streets of Philadelphia with this needle exchange. I actually spoke to one of the drug users, on the street today, and he was telling me that if you bring in 100 dirty needles to Prevention Point, they will give you 200 clean needles back. They do this every Tuesday and Friday. I was doing some research into the statistics of this organization. They gave almost 10 million needles away just last year. And of course, that has led to an uptick in overdose rates and death.
Oh, absolutely. It's not stopping the drugs. They're not trying to decriminalize drugs. They're trying to mainline drugs, quote, literally and figuratively.
Exactly, Alex. And again, too, I have to thank you. You know, you're one of the pioneers for this type of journalism. When people try to shut you down and censor you in the real world, you say, no, I'm going to expose what's going on. And then, of course, the liberal left cannot handle it. They froth at them out. They get so angry. And then they attack the people that are genuinely trying to help those that are being taken advantage of by governments and programs just like this one. So that's what happened yesterday, really trying to highlight how disgusting this city is, how much it has degraded, and how America will soon look like this if we continue to allow Democrats to come in and destroy everything.
Well, remember earlier this year and last year, it came out they were handing out millions of crack pipes. Then folks went to their health departments and got the crack pipes. They tried to deny it because they don't want the public knowing this is going on.
Exactly, Alex. And I was genuinely shocked, too, by this user today showing me his goodie bag. It was a paper bag. He had the needles. He had all of the tools that he would need. And I asked him, too. I was like, you know, are they actually helping you with your addiction problem? Can you even go and get services for that? He said, yeah, of course you can. And they will try to help you. But this is not something that they're trying to help people heal from. They're trying to embolden it. They're trying to, it's a big money-making process here when you're able to fund this type of activity on the streets, make areas unsafe. We're also hearing that the youth here are very involved with the crime. So it truly is just from, the standpoint
well,
of
exactly.
America.
Well, exactly. Soros getting all those DAs in to legalize violent crime. It's designed to destroy confidence and collapse society.
Exactly, and that's the DA here in Philadelphia, right? Larry Krasner, he's a Soros-funded DA. He's very soft on crime, and people are currently trying to impeach him because of how horrific the city has gotten. So we are seeing a lot of pushback now. Sadly, it had to degrade this badly.
No luck on Biden administration handing out crack pipes?
No, I haven't heard anything on that yet, but I mean, the people here in office are basically directly tied to the administration, and they've heard similar rhetoric.
Sure, sure. I mean, I was being sarcastic. Getting any luck getting crack pipes? They admit they do it in Boston, D.C., Baltimore, Richmond, New York City, where they hand out the crack pipes. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah, it's really heartbreaking, but I honestly do have a lot of hope after being out on the streets of America from the East Coast to the West Coast for November 8th. I do see a lot of, again, pushback. A lot of people who are finally saying, you know what, enough is enough. We're tired of these elite globalists.
I mean, all this is cut our energy off, cut our culture off, get rid of the borders, bomb us with drugs. I mean, this is an attack.
Exactly. And it's actually really funny, Alex, because, speaking about like our diesel fuel crisis, right? We have Kamala Harris saying, oh, we're going to fund $1 billion in funding for EV school buses for children in California. My uncle's neighbor is actually a part of the public transportation in California working with the electric vehicles. He said that batteries right now are on back order 8 to 12 months. So this is already an issue. I'm going to go uncover this story here in a couple of weeks. And it's so hilarious to me that, of course, they're trying to make that big push for electric vehicles. They're trying to ban gas vehicles. And why is that? Just basically to handicap us, to handicap the citizens and further implode our economy.
Savannah, what is your gut level view on what's about to happen in 6 days? Because the polls all show Republican landslide, but we also see them doing the same mail-in ballot scams.
Exactly, Alex. I mean, it's very similar to what we saw in 2020, right? You had the media coming forward and trying to let people know ahead of time, hey, we're not going to know the election results on election day, which historically we've never seen before. We're already seeing that propaganda from big tech. I signed into Twitter yesterday, and it was basically that on top of why mail-in voting is safe. So we're seeing all the same propaganda. We saw what just happened in Brazil, and, I feel like if we do have more stolen elections, because keep in mind 2020 was a stolen or fortified election, if you will, we will see similar here in the U.S. Because, again, the people in the streets, they want proper leadership. They do not want degradation anymore. They do not want the failed policy. So I do predict a very big red wave. We are seeing very strong candidates in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona, you know, all across the board. We've seen in Texas a lot of people push back against Beto O'Rourke for his gun-grabbing policies. So we're seeing a lot of really great energy across the country.
I mean, I totally agree with what you're saying. And the globalists wanted to create the unrest and all this in their own admissions, but not get to blame. But now because the Davos Group and the UN and the Atlantic Group and the Atlantic Council's getting the blame, they now are like, oh, we want amnesty. Forgive us for the COVID shots and the mask. We're sorry. But they're just going to come back and attack us again. So this isn't going the way they wanted. People are identifying the New World Order. We're seeing leaders elected in the U.S. and all over the world that are anti-globalist, identifying Klaus Schwab. Very exciting things happening, as bad as the situation is.
Exactly, Alex. And that is why they're asking for amnesty right now, because they are very aware that we are about to take power again, and we are about to take back the House, the Senate, everything. We're about to take back this whole entire country, and they are fearful of the fact that they targeted us, they discriminated against us, and they want us to forget everything. That's why we're seeing such big censorship campaigns by YouTube and Instagram right now. Luckily for us, we do have Elon Musk taking over Twitter and trying to, you know, bring back free speech, and that scares the left so much, because when push comes to shove and you actually hold their feet to the fire, they cannot hold up any, you know, portion of their argument, because you go out on the street and you show the reality of their failed policy, they can't argue for this. They can't argue that this is a good thing. They can't argue that needles on the streets are safe for American citizens. So they're going to lose. They're very afraid. That's why the censorship is ramping up. And that's why we have to keep pushing harder than we ever have before.
I totally agree. Savannah Hernandez, what's next for you?
I'm going to be headed to New Mexico on Monday, actually. We have a couple of rallies over there that we're going to be covering at some universities. And then, of course, more midterm coverage. I'm wanting to go back to California, highlight San Francisco even more, just really hone in and, you know, show people what is going on in the streets of America. So more on the ground work, Alex.
All right, Savannah Hernandez, incredible job. We pray for you. We appreciate you. We'll be watching what you and others do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, Kate Daly's about to take over, and she's always an amazing talk show host, which she hosts once a week for an hour. Kate Daly takes over, katedalyshow.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. Owen Schroyer will be here in 1 hour, 3 p.m. Central, with The War Room. Remember, only way the dog hunts is you let it out. Share those links, share those articles. God bless. We'll be right back with hour number four. You know where the CIA tunes in, right? You know where the Russians tune in? You know where everybody tunes in, right? You know who Tucker Carlson tunes into, and Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk? You know where they tune in, right? They tune in right here.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
We are witnessing the Mark of the Beast system openly rolled out and announced. Whether you believe the Bible is inspired by God or the Word of God or not, what was written over 2,000 years ago by John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos is coming true. A world government that makes you take a mark in the hand or the head to be able to buy and sell, and that you must worship the beast. That means follow what the beast says, or you can't buy or sell. It's not just that you have to have the mark to buy or sell. You've got to do what the beast wants you to do, or you cannot buy and sell. And that's where, in late 2022, we are. Last week, the World Economic Forum was given over $100 million by Government of Canada to roll out a world ID through the UN based on the Communist Chinese digital social credit score system. And now, just today, Bill Gates came out. Here's the article right here. And his foundation donated $200 million to expand digital ID surveillance system for the same Chinese communist control program. So the social credit score in communist China and all the control you see is the model of this system being rolled out in Spain, rolled out in Italy, rolled out in Germany, rolled out in Canada, and now they're trying to roll it out here in America. Just a few years ago, Klaus Schwab, the head of the WEF, said, you will have to take a microchip to buy and sell in the near future. And now here we are. So this is a huge, huge issue that they can then dictate to you through this new digital currency, through this world ID, every action you take in your life, with a carbon tax, through the social credit score, through universal basic income as they shut off the regular economy and small businesses, making you sign on for government handout. But with that handout comes all of the rules of the game. This is no longer theoretical on some drawing board or some computer. This is something the bureaucrats and the mega corporations and major governments are doing. There's a race between the West and communist China to see with big tech who can put this in first. So it's scary, but at least we are exposing it, and at least we know about it. Just last week, PayPal said, if you criticize government, if you criticize open borders or forced injections or anything else, gun control, we're going to fine you $2,500 for what we say you're doing in your own personal life. We're going to surveil you, and then we're going to censor you. But within days of the announcement, they had to back off because of the backlash. So submitting to this only makes things worse. Standing up to it and saying no only makes things better. And that's why it's so important today, ladies and gentlemen, to say no to world war, no to nuclear war, no to open borders, no to pedophilia, no to the Satanism that is the New World Order. And you cannot do that better than sharing the articles and videos and links from InfoWars.com and Band.Video to be the Paul Revere's of your era and to get amazing products that God gave us through Mother Nature to empower our stamina, our energy, our libido, everything else, including our immune systems. And that's why, if you want to support the InfoWar at this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3, the missing link for health that blocks the bad halogens. It's the good halogen, the opposite of fluoride, at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. We've got a Save InfoWars 1776 mega sale running for the next week. The biggest sales up to 60% off in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much, and join us during this important part of history.